The Meyer Guest Line is open for you to join the conversation on X's and Bros. Meyer is a proud sponsor of the Michigan Sports Network and the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Pistons, and Lions.
Welcome back here. Hour number three of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network on this Tuesday, the 20th day of April, 2021. We welcome you back. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining you. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Or as Shep just told you, you can call the Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Dan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore key. And I'm Anthony at AC Bellino. Let's get to the Meyer Supercenter guest line. That's where we will find Bill. Bill, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Morning, my good friend. You know something, Anthony?
What's that?
I have a name for the Detroit Tigers, the Detroit Tiggers, because that's what they're playing like, that character on Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, come on, the pitching staff's been pretty good.
That losing going on, and they're not hitting. When they start hitting, and when they start playing great defense, and when the pitching comes around,
we got a phone issue there with Bill. He's calling from the Great Smoky Mountains in the state of Tennessee. We need to get Bill one of those backpack sat phones. No comms, no bombs, man. We got to get him the backpack one with the big antenna on it. That's what we need. Because you never know. I mean, I don't know if you guys ever traveled to the Appalachians. You guys ever been there?
I mean, I've driven through the Appalachian Mountains. I've never stayed in the Appalachian Mountains.
Where'd you drive to?
I've been to basically the whole East Coast.
Oh, okay. So you drive through Pennsylvania? Takes like 5 days to get through. It's the worst. Pennsylvania is the absolute worst. It just takes forever. It's kind of cool going in the tunnels under the mountains, though. Or through the mountains, I should say. That's kind of fun. But very
Bill's
hilly.
Back.
Bill's back. Bill's got Bill's back with better connection. Bill, good morning. You back?
Yeah, I'm back, buddy.
Okay, there he is. I can hear you loud and clear now.
So as long as they're playing sorry baseball, they're the Detroit Tigers. But when they're not playing sorry baseball, they're the Detroit Tigers. Simple as that.
Bill, how do you feel about your new acquisition at quarterback down there for the Volunteers, Joe Milton?
I like it. I believe that Josh Heupel.
Yep, there he goes again. We were close. We were close, but that's a rough connection.
I don't know. Bill's normally good.
Bill's normally good. I don't know what's going on there. Too many devices.
But he is right about the Tigers, because the first week of the season, they had like 10 defensive runs saved. And then there was like, I don't know if you remember, there was that Nomar Mazara. He had like two, he had a minus four one game by himself.
And then he had Oakland.
The other day, yeah, that was not good. So, yeah, he is right. When they're playing good defense and hitting home runs, they're winning games. But they're not going to win a game 2-1.
No, they don't have enough major league bats in the lineup. And Akil Badu, you know, going 0-14 with 10 Ks, like that's rough. That's a rough series. I feel bad for him.
Ken Terry said he just drove through Knoxville yesterday.
Yeah, he was on his way back up. His little one was playing in a hockey tournament down in the Sunshine State. So his son, Chase, was, I believe they took second place, lost the championship game. That's a nice family vacation right there, right? You know, it works out well for everybody. Kid's got to play in a hockey tournament. Oh, he's got to play in Florida. Sounds terrible. Let's go down there for a few days. Enjoy a little puck, hit the beach a little bit. He was taping sticks out in the sand. He was sending pics. It was awesome. It's a long drive. I remember making that drive as a child. I don't remember making the drive. I remember sitting in the back seat wishing that there was some way that we could teleport the 19, 20-hour trip.
Or you could just take an airplane.
You could do that, too.
We used to say that to our dad all the time. You know, we could just fly and be there in an hour and a half.
Yeah. That's expensive, though. You got kids? Like, that, if you're buying a plane ticket for yourself, it's not a big deal. You know, you and the wife, okay. You and the girlfriend, yeah, it's not a problem. you start factoring in kids, it's like, ugh. Right? Like the families that fly down to Florida to go to Disney World for a week, that's an incredible expense. I can't even imagine. Especially when your kid's like 3 or 4, they're not even going to remember.
I know. I was
all right. Nice ricochet shot as I am planning one for next year.
Hey, are you really?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Well, your oldest is what? 6, 7?
Oldest will be turns 8 this year.
Turns youngest, 8. He's got a pack of smokes rolled up in his sleeve. Turns 8. He's got a pint in his back pocket.
Youngest will be 4 when we go.
8 and 4. That's not bad. So. 8, you remember stuff. I mean, 8 years old, you're in what? Second grade?
He'll be in 3rd grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
That's a perfect time to go. Now, as for the little one, like,
well, yeah, but it was more of my brother that is, because we're going as the whole family, and so he introduced the trip idea. But I mean, his kids are younger than mine, so.
Oh yeah, your brother's toast.
Ken is on hold. He's going to give us a Florida recap.
Oh, Ken, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good, man. How are you? Other than came back to this weather, it was 89 degrees when we left the rink on Sunday.
89 degrees when you left the rink. Were people at the beach looking at you weird as you were taping hockey sticks in the sand? Did they know that you have a problem, that we have a 1-800 number for you? Hockey Anonymous.
It got some looks. Some guy stopped. He was from Buffalo, of all places. And he was like, what are you doing? They kind of struck up a little conversation. I just told him, you know, we were down there. He's like, dude, that's awesome. And he asked how old he was. And I said, they were 8 and 9. And he was like, dude, that's a trip they'll never, ever forget. And, you know, for that team being a first-year team, going to the championship game in a tournament like that, all three teams that we played were all—they're all select teams, so you know, hand-picked here and there, and so it was a lot of fun. Boys played well. You know, we can't complain about the effort level for sure. You know, we'd like to see the other end of the score in the championship game, but the boys played well.
And a good learning experience for them. You know, you're traveling, you're getting a taste of making sure you're packing all your gear, and you're getting down there. Very exciting for a youngster to be able to participate in something like that. So that's awesome. Ken, have you been keeping track? Do you have like a hockey tab or a hockey account just to kind of like, so you can look back in, you know, 20 years and be like, wow, we spent this much on youth hockey?
No, that's not what it's about.
But can you keep your receipts?
No, it's not about that. And I know that you're, you know, messing around or whatever, but it's not about that with him. If it was free, we would do it. If it was, you know, whatever it takes, that's the key to it. So,
but can you write it off?
I don't think you can write that off.
Well, you got to find an accountant that's not working for the IRS. You got to find one that's working for you, Ken. That's what we got to find. We got to find an accountant that youth sports, you should be able to get some sort of kicker for.
Well, you know, I guess if he makes it, maybe he'll reimburse me somewhere along the lines. But I don't know what making it consists of. I guess everybody says that somebody else is paying for your equipment, you've made it. So if we can get to that point, we'll be all right. But, you know, the sky's the limit for him. And he's, man, it was so much fun to take him down there and watch him perform the way he did. So no complaints out of dad.
That's awesome. Wonderful family experience. By the way, I got a surprise for you tomorrow.
Surprise for who?
Yo, for you.
For me?
Yeah, bright and early tomorrow morning.
Okay, well.
6:35, and I believe locally it's going to be like, I think it's like 8:35 p.m. local time is where he'll be calling from, but it'll be 6:35 a.m. tomorrow morning here.
You said 8:35 p.m.?
For him to call us, yes.
For him. I'd probably like more like 7:35 p.m. if we're talking about the same person.
And what time is it in Japan? Are they 13 hours ahead?
Normally, with daylight saving time, it's 14, but it's 13 hours right now. So I actually talked to him yesterday. So.
Oh, nice. Very good. Yes, yeah, Simone Denny, the Ferris State of Love. He'll be calling, and we're going to talk a little puck with him tomorrow morning.
Nice. Very nice.
Awesome. Well, Ken, great to hear from you, my friend. Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Safe travels back from Florida. Tell the little man we're all proud of him.
Cool, man. Hey, we appreciate the support, too. Thanks, guys.
We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, great news. BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. It doesn't get any easier than that. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience hockey and all your favorite sports like never before with the King of Sportsbook's innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to automatically receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Hit the ice today and wager with confidence at BetMGM, official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag pop the tap at freddythepizzaman.com. That's F-R-E-D-I thepizzaman.com, or email freddythepizzaman@gmail.com.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available daily at your local Meijer, now for anyone 16 or older. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, text COVID to 75049 to get started.
I'm glad you played this, Dan. April and the D.
I just figured it's April and the D, and we're going to get snow tonight, so we might as well celebrate.
In the song, they mentioned the Stanley Cup. The only time we ever see that is when we take trips down memory lane. Palace of Auburn Hills imploded, and the Tigers, well, they have their moments. They have their moments. Welcome back here to X's and Bros. Hour number three here on this Tuesday, the 20th day of April, 2021. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you. Yesterday, last night, big night for the Detroit Pistons. A 109-105 winner over the Cleveland Cavaliers. As I sat there and I thought a lot about the game as it was taking place, I was getting kind of discouraged as the lead was getting trimmed and getting trimmed. And here comes Cleveland. They've tied things up, and they're down two. And oh, boy. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute. This is exactly what we want. The game started out great. Got up on a big lead. Came out of the opening tip-off, ready to roll. Awesome energy at the beginning of the game. Fantastic. It was exciting. It was entertaining. It was competitive. This is great. Now just lose at the end, and everything's fine. Then part of me was like, no. You don't lose at the end because the young guys need to learn how to win. They need to learn how to win. Well, what are we going to do about the ping pong balls? You know what I have to say about the ping pong balls? They need to reward a team like the Detroit Pistons. A team that hasn't gone full Philadelphia 76er and quote-unquote trust the process of tanking. They haven't done that at all. The Pistons have not tanked. In fact, I would be hard-pressed to find another team with as many single-digit losses as the Pistons have this season. They've played some of the big teams, given them a run for their money, even won some of those games against the top-level opponents in both the Eastern and the Western Conference. And they're going about things the right way. Sure, you didn't have Wayne Ellington in the lineup. That's okay. Dennis Smith Jr. is not playing because of knee soreness. And wherever Jeremy Grant is at, like, yeah. Sekou's out right now. Okay. You might have some injuries. You might have some quote-unquote rest. But they're playing their promising young future with Sadiq Bey, Isaiah Stewart, Killian Hayes, Saben Lee getting some time last night. And for Saben Lee in his 15 minutes, 2 points, five rebounds, six assists, that's a pretty productive 15 minutes. Don't like his three turnovers, but eh, neither here nor there. Hamidou Diallo slowed down a little bit in the last few games, but you know, he's got to get a little bit more run, a little bit more time. But this is the kind of game, you know, for Cleveland, who is 20-37, they need every game on the way in to get themselves into the play-in situation. Right? That's why you have, you know, Kevin Love and, you know, Colin Sexton, Darius Garland, Jarrett Allen, Isaac Okoro. Like they have a decent lineup for the most part. Torian Prince. Like they've got some guys, and they're decent. They're not going to be, you know, they're not the Milwaukee Bucks, they're not the Brooklyn Nets or anything like that. But when you have Tyler Cook, a guy that signed back-to-back 10 days before, they're like, yeah, we got to keep this guy. He starts, he plays 30 minutes, he gets his first W as a starter. You know, congratulations to him. He finishes with 12 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Sadiq Bey rolling out of the gate, 6 of 6 from 3, and at one point, at one stretch in the game, he had knocked down 4 consecutive triples. I mean, it was incredible. And one of those came off of Jarrett Allen attacking the rim and getting blocked by Isaiah Stewart at the rim. And people are like, nobody's been dunked on more than Isaiah Stewart. At least he's attempting to block the shot. At least he's attempting to play defense and not going, oh, I'm afraid to end up on Twitter, so I'll just get out of here. I'm going to be soft. That's what the rest of the league is. Not Isaiah Stewart, though. 18 points, 16 boards, 8 of 12 from the floor. Killian Hayes goes 5 of 8 shooting, 12 points, 3 rebounds, 9 assists. Like, all in all, outside of Colin Sexton's really hot shooting, this game wouldn't, I mean, really wouldn't even been close. This was a great game. And Sadiq Bey, as you can see, if you're watching on Comcast Channel 900 or on BCSN, setting an NBA rookie record for the most games with 6 or more three-pointers. He's got 5 of those. Steph Curry in Golden State setting a new mark with most games with 10 or more triples in a single contest. He's got 20-plus of those. But what Sadiq is showing you, and I was asked this yesterday by Freddie the Pizza Man on Twitter, you know, what about, like, you know, Sadiq Bey and Killian Hayes? Could they be Klay Thompson and Steph Curry? I don't think that we can compare them in any form or fashion correctly to the arguably the greatest, not even arguably, they're the greatest tandem of shooting backcourt ever, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. And hopefully Klay Thompson, when he comes back from injury again this time, hopefully he comes back as someone similar to himself, who I once watched score 35 points and did not dribble the basketball one time. I don't know if he'll be that same type of player. I have no idea. As for Steph Curry, what he is doing right now is remarkable. In his career stats, for his MVP season, those season stats, not his career stats, his MVP unanimous season was tweeted out by StatsMuse in comparison to this season. This season, he is shooting the ball better. He's averaging more points. Like, it's incredible what he's doing in comparison to his MVP year. His MVP year was really like the announcement of, this guy is for real. This is not like a flash in the pan. This guy is changing the game of basketball. And then after that MVP year, that became sort of like the standard, like what you expected, because everybody's chucking threes. I mean, look at Sadiq Bey last night. Started 6 for 6 and then cooled off there in the second half and, you know, went 0 for 5 from 3 the rest of the way. But you have guys that are coming into the league. We see in the college game all the time, more guys attempting more three-pointers per 100 possessions. The numbers are through the roof. And it's like, okay, well, this is all because of the Steph Curry long ball revolution. Other guys are very good at it. A guy like Damian Lillard, when Paul George set a 35-foot jumper in the playoffs, that's not a good shot. Well, he's proven time and time again that it is a very good shot. It all depends on who's shooting it. You know, they talk about the death of the mid-range. Well, if Kevin Durant's going to pull up from 15 feet, I'm going to give Kevin Durant the benefit of the doubt that he's going to knock down that 15-footer. I don't want Andre Drummond shooting that 15-footer. I want Kevin Durant shooting it. The mid-range game isn't dead. It just all depends on who shoots it. And just because we're seeing more and more three-pointers doesn't mean that I need to have Andre Drummond attempting 3 threes a game, which in L.A. you won't have to do. Just stand at the basket, you know, tip the ball to yourself and pad your stats. Let King James and Anthony Davis carry the load, and then you just you know, ride the coattails to a ring and then, you know, whatever. For this team, what we saw, and I know it's Cleveland, right? I know it's the Cavaliers. But who would you rather be? And I'll tell you, I'd much rather be in the position the Detroit Pistons are in. and I feel like I say this all the time, but with the promise that they've shown, their willingness and ability, you know, and Dwayne Casey, they're doing it the right way, right? They're playing their young guys. The young guys are playing with effort. Like, this is where I feel that maybe some good fortune in the lottery should happen to a team like Detroit, where I think across the league, if you asked anybody across the league, they would say, yeah, Detroit is, they're losing games, but they're not openly attempting to lose games. They're not trying to tank it. They're trying to play. They're putting out their young guys. The young guys are learning on the fly. These are very meaningful minutes for this young core. And as much as I was like, okay, like, let's not, you know, mess around and win this game, because right now we're a half game behind the Orlando Magic. We're the worst record in the league, or in the Eastern Conference, due to the Detroit Pistons, but we're still, you know, a handful of games ahead of the Houston Rockets, who are 15-43, and the Minnesota Timberwolves, who have an identical record at 15-43. So although we are tied with the Magic in the East, we're still, you know, we still have games in hand and are three games ahead of the Rockets and the Timberwolves. So in a favorable schedule down the stretch for the Pistons, who will be playing a majority of their home games in Little Caesars Arena at home after a pretty tough start to the season when they were on the road a lot. So for this team, I can only cross my fingers and hope that, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves have had their opportunities, and the Houston Rockets, they had their run. That the ping pong balls in the league and everything just kind of favors the way that Detroit has gone about it. They've rebuilt this team. They've sacrificed things financially in order to buy out a guy like Blake Griffin. They traded Derrick Rose. They got good value in return. They're improving their picks. Like, it's time. It's time. And last night was a good indicator that this team is trending the right direction with their young core. We'll step aside. In Euro soccer, they're going to a Super League, potentially. Do we have that in college football? We'll talk about it next here on X's and Bros, the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
This Tuesday, 4:20, go visit the award-winning Shattered Thoughts. At six different provisioning centers across Michigan, Shattered Thoughts will be hosting giveaways and offering discounts on their products, including an extra 25% off if you mention this ad. From handcrafted gummies to their talented team, they'll shatter your expectations. Check out Shattered Thoughts Medibles on Instagram for event information, such as product highlights and location details. If you want products that won't let you down, come support your Michigan-based premium medibles company, Shattered Thoughts.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Arsenal have an American owner. Man United have an American owner. Liverpool have an American owner. Chelsea have a Russian owner, but they are run by Bruce Buck, who is a f***ing American as well, blood.
Genius.
You have Joe Louis, who runs Tottenham. He's a f***ing American. Not only is a Tottenham owner, makes him a prick, he's a f***ing American as well, blood. You understand? So when you look at the whole gist of it, and then you see who's on the board, Joe Glazer, f***ing American, blood. You understand? It's you, man, blood. You might have tried to come over here and ruin our thing and turn our thing into your dead thing. You understand? We're not having none of that, blood.
But it's called.
We're not having none of that.
Super.
NBA. NBA is a business. NFL is a business. Football is a sport. Yeah.
What about?
What a rant.
Wow.
That is.
Someone was incensed.
That is Troops from Barstool Sports. He is a Englishman who's a Arsenal fan.
You got tings over there.
And he was on part of my take explaining the Super League. And, yeah, he was
not happy.
Not happy.
He was right. That's what he was. He was right. Welcome back here to X's
and
Bros.
Told you, he's electric. Like,
yeah.
You would love him.
Dana Kalen and Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, we're all joining you. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527. Joe Milton's going to play like Bill's phone service. Wow, that wasn't very nice. That comes from a texter. Coming in, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. Call us 313-396-5527 on the Meyer Supercenter guest line. It's the big talk of the world right now. Is the fact that the European, a handful of European soccer clubs, select clubs, money-making giants, are looking to form their own Super League. And what was that guy's name?
Troops.
Troops is 100% accurate and correct. This is a horrible idea that is being influenced by American owners, guys like Stan Kroenke, who, remember he moved that team out of St. Louis and took him to L.A.? Remember that? Yeah, same guy. Same guy. 12 of Europe's biggest football clubs trying to form this Super League, the league being funded by J.P. Morgan, and each team in the Super League will receive at least $400 million. FIFA announcing any player playing in the Super League will be ineligible for international play.
Why can't they just do it like in the, I don't know, off season or you know how, I don't know
too many games.
I don't know when it happens. Like, you know, out in Major League Baseball, all the guys in the off season, they go to the Dominican, they go to Puerto Rico, they go to Mexico, they go, you know, to Southern California. There's all these leagues. Why can't it be like a secondary league? Like, is soccer? There's just too many games as is.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at, you know, most leagues, you're playing a 38 game regular season schedule. That's all they have is regular season. Like, you play, there are no playoffs. Like, every, you know, you play your 38 games. It's on a points per game basis, much like NHL hockey, and that's it. You win the regular season, you won. Okay, and if you make the top four, you go on to the Champions League, where you're going to play the other top four teams from all the different clubs and all the different countries in their leagues. So it'd be like if Canada had their own version of the NBA, and our top four NBA teams went and played Canada's top four professional basketball teams, and then you threw in Mexico's top four teams. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how we would determine you know, who would be playing in the quote-unquote Champions League. The issue that I have with this Super League is the issue that the common folk there in Europe are having with the Super League. Like, this is being influenced. You know, the globalization of things is good in certain regards, and it's bad in other places. And this is one example where it's bad. American influence does not belong in European soccer. There's a reason why the United States men's national team can't qualify for the World Cup. And when they do, they get blown out, because that's not our sport. That's not our game. That's not what we are good at. Right? They have Messi. They have Ronaldo. They put their time, their effort, their energy, their focus into that. Right? Ronaldo, Portuguese. Messi, Argentinian, so he's coming from South America. But you get my point. They go overseas because that's where the best soccer is played. Right? Christian Pulisic, like, that's where he went. He, an American kid going over there to play and actually playing and scoring goals is a huge deal. Because, like, oh, now the Americans think they can play. Because we haven't been able to. We haven't been any good, ever. We're not. The MLS is like double A compared to that. Like, the MLS, we accept, you know, foreign stars that are on their last leg, that are looking to cash a check, that can make some money off their name. Because they've already built their brand in European soccer. This Super League is a horrible idea. It blows up the premise in all things that are right about the system that they have already in place. Do not let guys, foreign guys from America, these foreigners, come over to your spot and restructure everything you're doing. the teams that will join our giant brand name teams. Surprising, Paris Saint-Germain is not on this list from France, or Borussia Dortmund out of the Bundesliga in Germany, or Bayern Munich out of the Bundesliga in Germany. Maybe CSKA out of Moscow, like maybe.
It sounds like from what I heard, the German teams or the German clubs are actually pretty reluctant of even thinking about this.
As well they should be. Like Mehmet Özil was one of the first guys out there. Is like, yeah, no, this is a bad idea. Right. And it is. It's a horrible idea. And it's a horrible idea by greedy American business owners like Stan Kroenke that are trying to squeeze a nickel out of everything that they see. And not just a nickel, billions of them. And I think it highlights our constant obsession to change everything to the way that we want it, the way that we see things. Like the way that we have tried to influence the rest of the world on what we think is right. It's 2021, right? We just learned on this program today that Chad's president, it's a country, Chad. Chad's president has died in battle. He's the first guy to die in battle, leader of a country, since like 1870-something, I believe is what Ryan had said earlier. Like, we don't need to put our foreign influence on any... We can't even fix ourselves right now. So from a political standpoint, we need to stay out of other countries' business. Right? From an athletic standpoint, stay away from it. I don't need the NFL going to England. I don't need the NBA going to Mexico City. I don't need any of that. I need
our owners... We do need baseball and basketball back in Toronto.
Sure. Canada, they're friendly neighbors. We're neighbors. It's fine. We're not going across the pond. Like Canada, they're sending plenty of guys down to the NBA, to American colleges to play in the NCAA. Like it's fine. Good, whatever. You know, Mexican kids want to come up. They want to get a run. Sure, that's fine. What, Puerto Rico, wherever. We're on the Western Hemisphere. We don't need to take our league and our system, though, and send it over there and try to screw up what they have built over the course of 100 years. That'd be like if, let's say, an English cricket team owner came over here and said, yeah, we're going to take the Yankees and the Dodgers, and we're going to take all these teams. We're going to form our own baseball league that's completely separate from MLB. You would have people with torches ready to roll, pitchforks out front. Like, no, you're not. That's what we are doing. Ownership groups led by American greedy business owners that are making umpteen $1 billion a year that don't need any more money, right? That's what they're doing. They're screwing with somebody else's league.
Right, and the schedule of the announcement, too, with especially the English teams. Right now, England is in more of a lockdown than we are, so I don't think there's any fans at games. I don't think they're really allowed to go to pubs or stores. So as for protesting this, there's really not a means to protest without getting arrested. So I think the schedule of the announcement was also partially planned for right now to benefit from COVID restrictions. But that's also why this kind of got pushed ahead in the first place, is because all these clubs lost money last year.
If you take Atletico, Barcelona, and Real out of Spain, La Liga is nothing. Those are the three powerhouse clubs there. That's what they are. Tottenham, whatever. Man United, Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea. Like, you're stealing the Yankees. You're taking the Dodgers. Right? The Bruins, the Red Wings. Like, you are trying Juventus, Inter Milan, AC Milan's just kind of there. They're like Vanderbilt. They're just kind of there. But this is a total, just a, I feel bad. I do. This is a total sham, and I feel bad for, Europeans across the board that love their sport, that love their system. Because what makes pro soccer in Europe beautiful is the fact that if you don't finish in a 20-team league, if you don't finish 17 or better, you're out. Team number 18, 19, and 20 gets sent down to their next league, and the best three teams from that second-tier league come up. And it's an opportunity for everybody to have a chance to be a winner. like Crystal Palace did a couple years in the English Premier League. And if you don't follow, it's fine. The Crystal Palace moving up would be like Central Michigan getting into the Big Ten and then going on to win the national championship. Like, that's what we're talking about. And exactly what we are doing wrong in college football today is what they're trying to do wrong in Europe right now with this Super League. That's what they're doing. College football is one of the worst products in sports, period. It is. And if you're an Ohio State fan listening right now, you don't care because your team's involved. So it doesn't matter to you. If you're an Alabama fan listening right now, you don't care because your team is involved. Clemson's the same way. But you've taken a product that allegedly has 131 teams, which is 11 too many or 12 too many or however many teams there are in Division I anymore. It's like ridiculous. You're taking all these teams and you're only telling us that four get into the playoff? We don't have a system that works here. Because before we voted on it, the votes got, you know, split between who thought what. And so you have split national champions. Then you have the BCS, and it's like, well, why does the computer determine who should be playing for it? Like, let the results in the field speak. Okay, now we go to a playoff committee, and we all know that it's skewed towards big money programs. We know that Cincinnati never gets a chance. We know they're never going to play for it. No team out of the American is. No team out of the MAC ever is. Well, would it be good for ratings? What's best for the product is having multiple fan bases believe they have a chance. It's important for USC and Oregon to be good. It's important for Oklahoma and Texas. It's important for Alabama, for Florida, for Miami, for Florida State, for Clemson, for Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan, Wisconsin. It's important to have the sport be diversified across the United States of America and not just be a sport that's dedicated to the southeastern region of the country and throw in Columbus. It's no good. It's not a good product. If you took out the bands and the tradition of tailgating in the history involved, like, it, what are we doing here? The three-team league. I remember when we thought Golden State was going to win the NBA championship every single year, right? There was Golden State versus LeBron. Well, Golden State's fighting for a playoff berth. LeBron changed teams again because he's trying to win somewhere else now. Milwaukee's kind of good. Wait, you got stars joining up over in Brooklyn. You got young teams like the Pistons trying to be formulated. The Houston Rockets were there. They fell off a cliff. Here come the upstart Phoenix Suns with Chris Paul. Like, hey, you got good games. In the NFL, any given Sunday, any team can beat any other team. That's what makes the NFL the best product in professional sports in this country. And it's not close. Major League Baseball season is way too long. It doesn't matter if you lose 10 games in a row. That's like losing, you know, one game in football. It doesn't matter. The Tigers just went 0-4 against the Oakland A's this past weekend. None of those losses matter for a team making a playoff run if they go ahead and win the next four. They just cancel each other out. There's no urgency in a 162-game season. It drags. In the NHL, at least once you get into the playoffs, if you get in the dance, you can win. The LA Kings proved that as an 8 seed. The Vegas Golden Knights did it as an expansion team. The Stanley Cup playoffs, as long as you get in, you have a shot. One hot goaltender, it's all you need. You get, once you're in, you're in. And then anything can happen from there in a 7-game series. But if you were going to put together a Super League in college football, what would be the teams that you would want to include in said Super League? So Ryan said something about he had graphics built, or he's building graphics, or he's doing everything on the fly. I don't know what he's got cooking over there. But who would you put in? I saw some pretty good submissions from a couple of different outlets across the country. What do you have? What do you see? Our 12 to, ooh, are you going to do this, like, you're going to plug this in as we announce them?
I'm going to try, as long as there's no big surprises.
Ooh, hot sizzle. Well, I'll let you lead then, and we'll go from there because you're in control of things.
Okay, first one I think is just a given, and it will be Alabama.
Alabama. So, okay, so we got to have what builds our super leagues, right? What's the
brand
criteria?
Name.
Brand name?
Brand name, I say history. Like, winning as of right now isn't the biggest factor. Are you the biggest names in college football? Because that's what the Super League in Europe is. It's all the biggest brand names in European soccer.
All right.
So we're going to try to go with the 12 biggest brand names that we can think of in college football.
No refuting claims here from Alabama. Team number two.
Team number two, give me a team.
Well, I think if you have Alabama in there, you've got to say Ohio State.
Okay.
You got to put them in there. I know it's not alphabetical order, which maybe would have been a little bit better. Do you want me to go in alphabetical order?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I'll roll with the Ohio State number two. I will definitely put them in. They have the brand. They have the winning. They have the tradition. They have it all. They got the alumni base. They get the money. They got it.
Dan, you got a team?
Clemson.
Okay. Clemson. Recent success building a brand that is pretty good. Like, that's no complaints here with Clemson. Sky's the limit. The rich only get richer. That's the way that this sport is working right now. So Clemson is in. Who would be your next submission, Ryan?
Your favorite team, Notre Dame.
Brand name, strong tradition, strong alumni base, financially sound. Notre Dame is in there. Independent television contract, so they're probably not going to sign up for the Super League because they're too good for it, but whatever. So we'll throw I'd definitely throw Notre Dame in there.
Oklahoma.
Did you just skip me?
Yes. Well, we only have 2 minutes left in the show, Anthony. We got to get through them.
Boomer Sooner, Oklahoma, throw them on the board. All right. Oklahoma's got
me. I'm
going to
throw up just the rest of the teams that I thought Oklahoma was in there, since we are running short on time.
All right.
There are your teams. Alabama, Auburn, Clemson, Florida, Georgia, LSU, Oklahoma, Michigan, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Texas, USC.
You went with 12?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So you got two Big 12s, a Pac-12, and two ACCs, three SECs, four SECs, one independent. God, we might have to expand this already, because I mean, I love the one Pac-12 in SC being there. I think Oregon.
Oregon was honorable mention. The U was honorable mention.
You put Florida State on honorable mention?
Sure. Florida's a bigger name.
Not enough recent success for the Noles. What about a team like Penn State?
I think they're honorable mention.
All right. Well, more on this a little bit tomorrow as well, because it's a pretty good looking 12-team Super League. I don't know why my team's in there, but you know, it is what it is. Hey, for Dan and Ryan, I'm Anthony saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Loaded show tomorrow. Be here at 6 a.m. on the Michigan Sports Network.